Sam.
This is Shannon.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Talks Free From Radio. Unfortunately, Layla could not be here today, so I brought Shannon.
Hi.
Heart. You just listened to Moon River, the Cha-Cha version by Henry Mancini from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Sam is playing figure skating music.
Yeah, basically. So every song right now has been or currently is in either a short program or a free skate from either a current Olympian or an Olympian of the past, primarily from the USA, with the exception of two. There's two that are not from the USA.
That's okay.
But they're from Canada and Japan, so, like, it's fine. Anyways, yeah. The last one was from Isabel Levito. Honestly, my icon. My favorite of the three, low-key. Of Amber Glenn, Alyssa Liu, Isabel Levito. She's low-key my favorite out of the three. Which is kind of a hot take.
That is a hot take.
I feel like everyone really likes Alyssa. And, I mean, I like her, too.
She just has the most personality to me.
It's our close personal friends.
Exactly.
But I really like her Moon River exhibition program. And she plays that. She does, like, the traditional Moon River, like, the classical version, and then it goes into the cha-cha version. And I really like that. I've been really into the Olympics, I think.
Sam has. We should play the next song now.
Should we?
Yes.
Okay, I guess. The next song we have is Promise by Lyfe.
Good song.
Icon to our close personal friend Alyssa Liu. Skated to this for her short program. It's really beautiful. Got me back into this song. I listened to it a lot, like, end of sophomore year. And then I kind of fell out of it, but it got me back on my horse with that. So, yeah. That's basically it.
I made a promise to distance myself. Took a flight through aurora skies. Honestly, I didn't think about how we didn't say goodbye. Just see you very soon. It hurts to be something, it's worse to be nothing. So I didn't call you. 60 long days. And I should get a cigarette for so much restraint, no matter. To be something, it's worse to be nothing with you. I've done the math, there's no solution, we'll never last. Why can't I let go of Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils, catch the breeze and the winter chill in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left,
left in sight on that starry, starry night. You took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
just listened to That's All Me by Mac Miller, which is Max Nomov's exhibition program. I really like him. I do feel bad for him. He is native to the Boston area, too.
Yes, Boston area.
Because both of his parents tragically passed away in the crash in the Potomac River.
Oh, God.
Yeah, his parents were on that plane with a bunch of other skaters from the Skating Club of Boston. I really like that program. I think he did his best, truly, at the Olympics. Like, he was there. He wasn't there to win. He was there to, like, make his parents proud, and I respect him a lot for that.
Slay.
But, I mean, I love it. I love him for that. And I think I saw this interview that he did for Access Hollywood of, like, they're like, oh, like, because Ilya Malinin was an absolute flop, for lack of better words, and he was basically like, well, like, I want to tell him, like, you know, he has my support, like, you know, like, and they were like, this is why he is a coach, because he now, like, owns the Skating Club of Boston, or, like, is, like, the head person, because his parents passed away.
Right.
So, like, they're like, oh, this is why he is a coach. Like, this is why he coaches children.
I wonder if my cousin knows him. She's very active in the Boston figure skating community.
Probably. I think that's a BNOC. Big name on campus. True. Big name on club.
Big name in skating. BNIS.
Venus.
Venus.
Venus! Big name in skating.
Big name in skating.
I mean, yeah, I think, like, relatively, is a, especially in the U.S., he's a big name. I wouldn't say he's... I mean, he's a lesbian, so, you know, he now has that to say.
Yes.
Anyways, next one we have is Let's Dance by David Bowie.
Let's Dance.
Yes, period. this was Madison Chalk and Evan Bates's not current program. The song after it, Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz, is in their current rhythm dance program, but this was a past program of theirs, I think a past rhythm dance program. I think they were robbed of gold medal for their individual ice
dance.
Yes,
they were. Is this the one we watched where the French people won instead?
Yes!
That was actually disappointing.
Yes.
Heartbreaking.
And, like, the thing is, like, he literally fell out of his turn.
Yeah.
It was the worst part. And I was just, like, really mad. But, like, you know what? They're taking it to the media, and they're like, you know, I think, like, the judges should be vetted more. Because, like, if you looked at it, the French, like, rated the Americans, like, significantly lower.
Was it French judges?
Like, there was a French judge on there.
Oh. Well, and,
but,
that's,
like,
not fair.
Compared to the, I'm going to show you right now, because I was sent it this past weekend. Look, I mean, our viewers can't see this, but...
Oh, well, that's, and that's sad, because that's also, like, they're, like, isn't this their last Olympics or something like that?
Yeah, because, like, Madison
should have had the gold.
Maddie Chalk is 33 and Evan is 36.
Mm.
So it's, like, you think Evan is going to be ice dancing at 40?
You could be. I mean,
there was a pair skater, a female pair skater in her, like, mid-40s tearing it up today.
And you know what? As she should.
The pair skating is happening as we speak. I was watching it before we left.
Yay.
For the thing. But, yeah. That's kind of all I have to say about ice dancing.
Okay. David Bowie time.
Yeah, David Bowie time.
Let's dance. your face.
My love.
wish that I could fly into the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly. I'd fly above the trees, over the seas, in all degrees, to anywhere I please. Oh, I want to get away. I wanna fly away. Yeah, yeah.
All right, you just listened to Like a Prayer by Madonna.
Such a good song.
Amber Glenn's short program.
My girl. Okay, Olympics.
My queen. My hot take is that she's my least favorite out of the three. I love them all, but, like, she's my least favorite out of the three.
See, I'm just not, like, locked like that onto the Olympics, but I just hope all the girls have fun.
You better see me. I hope my professor's not hearing me, but I will be watching it in lecture. I don't care.
Can I? Is it PSA time?
Yes.
Okay, this one's about probiotics, and it's called Life Without Microorganism. Did you know there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt. Meaning, hypothetically, you could make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now, that's a lot of yogurt. What? Okay. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
See, I was an Activia kid when I was younger. Mm. For probiotic yogurt, like,
Me too. I liked Danimals.
I did too, but I was really on the Activia wave. Because they were
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Because they actually marketed that they were like probiotic yogurt, and yeah. I was on a yogurt kick over the summer because I had to see a nutritionist, and she told me I needed to eat more protein. So I would literally drink like the 20-gram Chobani protein drinks. Mm. Which, they weren't bad. I just, like, I kind of grew sick of them after a while.
My mom said, yay, probiotics. True.
Period.
My mom's very into nutrition and stuff like that.
Hi, Kathy. And I, like, it was fine over the summer, and, like, that was kind of, like, a staple. But then, you know, I got kind of sick of it.
It happens to the best of
us. I kind of got sick of my morning protein, TBH, which I should honestly get back on because I actually need it for my health.
I go through alternating phases with yogurt and cottage cheese, and right now I'm in cottage cheese.
Yeah, that's so true.
I can feel the pendulum about to swing back to yogurt.
Yeah, I should honestly eat more yogurt, but, like, I feel like I, like, can't bring myself to. That's which okay. is kind of bad. Because, like, I don't know, in the mornings I eat, like, I don't know.
Put, like, peanut butter or Nutella or something in it.
I don't really like peanut butter. Nutella also is not protein. Nutella is a hella fat.
They should make a protein Nutella.
Yeah, they honestly should, now that I think about it. Or, like, I should get into, like, those frozen protein waffles that some people eat.
Those could be good. They put protein in everything these days.
They put protein in your mac and cheese.
Yes.
They put protein. Isn't Goodles like a protein?
Yeah, because it's made with chickpeas.
Interesting. See, like, I honestly get more on my protein game than I should be.
We'll lock in.
But, I mean, it's fine. Like, I'm still living. Thankful, grateful, very blessed.
What's next on the list?
Next is Feeling Good by Lauryn Hill. You know, who doesn't love a Feeling Good cover? I think this was from the Japanese. Specifically Kari Sakamoto. I really like her. I think my bet is, like, she's gonna take the gold for the women's individuals starting tomorrow. But I really like Kari Sakamoto. Here's the thing with the Japanese free skates is that, like, they're very good. Like, they're very technically good, but also, like, they produce an art.
Yes.
It's like when Alyssa Liu said on 60 Minutes, like, I see myself as an artist.
Exactly.
As opposed to an athlete.
No, because that's what they're doing. They're making, like, they're, like, dancing.
Exactly. And I think the Japanese, like, as a collective, are really good at, like, making figure skating art.
Mm.
And I think they do a good job at that.
Nice.
I mean, I can't really speak. I haven't really seen them for real yet this Olympics go round, but like, I'm excited to see Kari Sakamoto tomorrow.
Exciting.
And I think they did, well, they kind of flopped on their pair skate yesterday, but apparently their free skate was really good too.
Go Japan.
Go Japan. And, you know, they were rewarded. I don't know if you saw this, but they were rewarded with Japanese food.
Oh, that's so
because
funny.
Because they're in Italy and, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Enjoy.
Cute.
Flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting all by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Woo. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies are having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this whole world is a new world and above. You know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. Oh,
Zoo, zooby zooby zoo, Zooby zooby zoo, zooby zoo, zooby zoo means that I love you. Zooby zooby zoo, zooby zooby zoo, zooby zooby zoo, zooby zoo, zooby zoo means that I love you. Here's a simple idea for you. Heavenly music and only for two. Don't need the words, they get in the way. Here is what you say. Zooby zooby zoo, zooby zooby zoo, zooby zooby zoo, zooby zoo, zooby zoo means that I love you.
Zooby zooby zoo,
I can't explain this feeling.
Zooby zooby zoo,
the tune is so appealing.
Zooby zooby zoo, zooby zoo, zooby zoo means that I love you.
So all I do is zooby zoo.
Zooby zooby zoo.
Our hearts are close together.
Zooby zooby zoo.
This tune is ours forever. Zooby zooby zoo, zooby zoo, zooby zoo means that I love you. Here's a simple idea for you. Heavenly music and only for two. Don't need the words, they get in the way. Here is what you say. Zooby zoo, zooby zoo, zooby zoo, zooby zoo, zooby zoo means that I love you. Zooby zooby zoo, zooby zoo, zooby zoo means that I love you. Zooby zooby zoo.
You just listened to Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles.
Banger.
It was a part of Adam Rippon's like free skate Beatles melody.
I'm sure it was.
And you know what he did? I think he like meddled in Pyeongchang.
Really?
Yes. I believe so.
What did he get?
I want to say bronze. I'm gonna look it up right now as we speak. But, yeah, I think he won bronze.
He looks like Derek Huff.
No, I don't see that. He won bronze with the team. Yeah.
Okay. Sly.
He won a team bronze in Pyeongchang. But, I mean, I really like him. He won, you know what? He won a mirror ball.
Sure.
Remember when he won the... Do you remember that? He won the mirror ball when...
No,
he,
I don't. I don't keep up like with skating like that.
No, for Dancing with the Stars.
Oh. This guy? Adam Rippon?
Adam Rippon was on Dancing with the Stars and danced with Jenna Johnson.
I was like, okay.
But, I mean, I mean, he's a good skater. He's retired now, unfortunately. But, you know, he's... I saw a TikTok of him, like, dressed up as a policeman in the Milan streets. And he's like, this is hardcore journalism.
I guess. Yeah.
And he's, like, rolling on the streets. And they're like, you know what? And then, like, Isabel Oviedo commented. He was like, you know, like, they would have got me past, like, the barricade.
True.
Or something like that. Or, like, the motorcade or something like that.
How I felt driving around in the facilities van on Friday. This is hard-hitting journalism.
This is hard-hitting journalism. No, literally. Anyways, we're reaching the end of our show.
Rest in peace.
Don't rest in peace. I'm gonna be here next week.
Yeah, but rest in peace to today. To me. Wait, I'm on Thursday at noon if you want to listen to my voice. It's my first show back in 2 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
When was the last time you had a show?
Junior fall. Yeah, I took a hiatus, but we're back.
And that's okay. Like, you're gonna slay it.
Exactly.
Last song we have, it's from our close personal friend, Alyssa Liu. Bad Romance.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think she's doing this program. It's her free skate program at the Olympics. I think she's doing the MacArthur Park suite. By Donna Summer, her Donna Summer program. But I still liked it. I still liked her Lady Gaga program.
Yeah, this is a good song, nonetheless.
Yeah. It was this. She did this, Chromatica, and Paparazzi as her program.
What'd she do for Donna Summer's?
MacArthur, like, selections from MacArthur Park.
Mm.
Sweet.
This is Night Train Tunes, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes! Killed it. Okay, cool. Bye, guys.
Bye.